The Other by Charles Dennard. You must believe without any evidence or reason that your beloved is standing behind you waiting for you to turn around by rotating only a little at first and then some more until you see her face and smell her hair that emanates a scent that's a lot like yours, only better. Then feel the tickle of her breath on your lips and cheeks, and hear his voice that speaks your name with an accent you've never heard before, but are drawn to for its inflections and music, although you're still afraid to turn completely around and regard her there as your beloved, who appears so stunning you find it hard to believe he's actually there. And wonder if maybe she's a ghost or vision, although he seems so real and alive with lilac breath and riveting stare, you can feel the charge of her skin through his dress that causes you in turn to believe against every reason and fear in the mystery that compels you to keep turning around until you behold her form and visage so completely it continues to beguile you each time you blink and become so dizzy you can't stop staring at her as the cynosure who stands at the center of your turning, which causes you next to grow oblivious to everything else because you've met him now in the flesh and can think of nothing else besides her in this danger zone of turning around, which causes you in yet another turn a close call with oncoming traffic and loss of appetite and forgetfulness, which you only survive at the mercy of a god who is employed by another god whose name you're forbidden to speak, although the animals repeat it daily in the wild until in media res of your obsession with him, you find yourself in private with her in a room somewhere beside a river with the exigent need to make an exchange from you to him in the paradox of the transitory realm of eternal being in which you walk away together into the world that's been transformed by only your turning around to behold your other, so you could walk away transfigured into a field like God's, remembering that moment you first beheld each other in your raiment of everyday clothes and embraced as one, although you were two, and so vastly different you could never have known from seeing her face that he was the one if you're ever to love.